KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN government has committed to clamp down on double dealing practices and prioritize the safety of whistleblowers in the fight against corruption. The Public Works Department in the province met with OUTA, Corruption Watch and the Right to Know campaign recently. They discussed the steps the department has taken to root out corruption. This includes audio-visual recording systems for bidding and the hiring of staff. MEC Martin Mayer explains.
We sat down with them and we said, listen, this is what we've done so far about corruption. We are very happy to open our books to any organization that works corruption. We have nothing to hide. We want you to come in, look at what we're doing and advise us. They were quite complimentary about most of what we're doing. They've offered their help.
In February this year, two public works officials were sacked over a multi-million rand corruption scandal. It followed the axing of another official in Pietermaritzburg for corruption amounting to over a billion rand. And Operation Shanela operations have seen 15,000 people arrested in the country over the last week. Police spokesperson Vincent Mukati says more than 2,400 people were wanted for serious crimes, including murder, attempted murder, rape, as well as business and house robberies. He says KZN has topped the list for suspects arrested for murders with 47 arrests.
106 suspects were arrested for attempted murder. 145 suspects were arrested for rape, with Gauteng leading at 35 arrests. 1,152 suspects were arrested for assault GBH during this period.
Moving to Gauteng, SAFDU has welcomed the arrests of former Transnet executives charged with fraud and corruption. Former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, who are both MK Party MPs, handed themselves over to police yesterday. It's over a multi-million rand locomotive tender deal linked to state capture. They're among four ex-bosses charged for the 93 million rand Transnet locomotive procurement deal. They were all granted bail of 50,000 rand each in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court. And on the international front, the jury in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs ended its first day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a decision on whether the rapper used his wealth and influence to perform criminal acts. The New York jury will reconvene this morning. Jurors are tasked with weighing evidence presented over the trial's past 7 weeks. The 55-year-old faces life in prison if convicted on five federal charges that include racketeering and sex trafficking. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 today, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.